Proclamation number 5236 of 17th of October, 1951. God's blessing to the workers in his vineyard. I will bless all of you who gather in my name to serve me in redeeming activity. I will give you strength and guide all your steps so that they will be conducive to your mission. I will protect you with my hands if people want to harm you. But I will also give your words persuasive power if people want to listen to you. My blessing will always accompany you as soon as you are willing to serve me. And you are also surrounded by beings of light who are well disposed towards you and do everything to promote your work for me and my kingdom. For they, too, know about the blessing of eager cooperation for the redemption of erring souls. They, too, are involved in this work, and thus you will work hand in hand with them, who will constantly accompany you and bring you together with needy people whom you can help. Much light emanates from you and there is great joy about it in the spiritual kingdom, because a single ray of light already has an infinitely great effect in dark regions, and everywhere, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Light-hungry souls follow this ray of light in order to no longer separate themselves from it. Anyone who could see the darkness spread over the earth with spiritual eyes could also see the many small sparks of light which flash up in all places and everywhere gather the spiritual around them which longs for light. Your mission is not comprehensible to the people of the world, but it is paid unusual attention to in the world beyond. And therefore you should not tire even if you have little or no success on earth. The effect of your activity in the kingdom of the beyond will affect people again in the coming time, because more and more beings in the beyond will come to people's aid and influence them spiritually as soon as they themselves are once in the light, to which you contribute inconceivably much if your thoughts are directed into the spiritual kingdom. If you are in contact with its inhabitants, so to speak, requesting help and strength from the world of light and wanting to give merciful help to the beings which still languish in darkness. The blessing of your mental activity is not comprehensible to you, yet your own spiritual maturing is greatly promoted, and to the same extent the souls to whom you give your love can also mature. And anyone who is active for me and my kingdom enjoys my special protection. He can always remember that I will never leave him, even if I seem to let him get into adversity which, however, only ever has the purpose of binding him even more to me, so that one day he will be able to completely merge with me in order to then, united with me for eternity, be able to work and be indescribably happy. Amen.